Good Friday evening, everyone. Broadcasting live from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium at Glenwood Springs High School. Tonight's one game, the Glenwood Demons boys against the Summit Tigers, the rematch from earlier this season. Now, before we get into talking about this game, some news to report. This just in, literally, as I walked into the gym to get set up, Coach and Athletic Director Craig Denny and his assistant Jordan DeKroll informed me that the Glenwood girls will get to play Palisade tomorrow and don't have to wait until Wednesday. So we have a change of plans in our programming and the games we're going to call. We're going to call that game tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Palisade High School. The Glenwood boys playing at Steamboat. There's going to be a conflict in game time, so the priority is call the Glenwood girls tomorrow at Palisade, 3 o'clock. There's a lot on the line with the West Slope girls, so we're gonna announce that game tomorrow live on the radio at 3 o'clock. And wish the Glenwood boys all the best as they take on Steamboat. And let's pause for our national anthem. The Summit Tigers 6-3 in league play, 6-4 overall. The Glenwood Demons 2-5 in league play, 3-6 overall. They've lost their last two, including at Palisade on Tuesday night, 52-41. Last time they played the Summit Tigers was back on February 2nd. They lost to Summit 59-44 in that game. Aiden Islanik with 13 points. Reed Swanson also had 13, a couple of three-pointers in that game. But they could not stop number 30, Naz Poliuk, with 22 points. He shoots 39% from beyond the arc. So they've got to find someone to guard Mr. Poliuk. The starters for tonight for Summit, Tyler Nakos, a 6'3 senior. Hector Diaz, 5'11 senior. Kobe Cartwright, 6'3 senior. Cameron Califf, a 6'2 senior. Naz Poliuk, 6'1 senior. So a very experienced team for Glenwood. Denise Lennox, Blake and Aiden, Omar Bonilla, Reed Swanson, and Anthony Aviles. Here we go. The opening tip taken by Summit, wearing forest green and black trim. It's Diaz with the ball. Naz the point guard. Goes to Nakos. Here's Poliuk, top of the key. Flips it cross-court to Diaz. Pass over to Cameron Califf. Here's a three-pointer from the far corner. Put up by Kobe Cartwright. Didn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Hands it off to Anthony Aviles. He's got the headband and the black mask going on. Flips it cross-court and threw it out of bounds. Saved by Aiden Islanik. Good hustle. Goes to Reed Swanson. Top of the key to Nykerk. Right wing to Blake Islanik. Blake in the near corner to Anthony Aviles. Ball bobbled and a steal by Hector Diaz. And it's in the hands. They go up the court to Cameron Califf, lays it up and in. Boy, Summit is quick. After a defensive steal, 2-0 Summit. Anthony Avilas, Reed Swanson near the circle. Dribbles a couple times, stops, thought about a three, bounce pass. There's a collision under the basket. They're going to call a foul as Aiden Slanik going for the ball. They're calling a foul against Aiden. His first team foul. Hector Diaz brings it up in a hurry, wearing, I think, orange shoes. Polio, top of the key, three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound right in the hands of Reed Swanson. Quickly goes to Nykerk. Nykerk to Anthony Avilas. Far corner to Aiden Slanik. Back to Avilas, left wing. Spin move, lobs it down to Aiden Slanik. Under the basket, fakes, hands it off to Blake. Blake banks it in, missed the shot. But he's fouled. So two shots for Blake Nysanic. Good feed from Aiden to Blake. And two shots for Blake Nysanic. Aiden was going to take the shot, found out he was sandwiched between two big defenders, and alertly passed it off to Blake, whose first free throw is good. And Glenwood on the board, 2-1. Second free throw is good, and the game is tied at 2. 6:24 to go in the first. Jordan Buller, the head coach. Jordan Buller. Here's a pass picked off by Anthony Avilas. He's out number 2-1. Now passes up to Reed Swanson, knocked away, and a steal by Tyler Nakos. Good hustle by the big fella. Pass up the court, stolen at half court by Nykerk. Avilas, three-pointer right wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kobe Cartwright. Some players are not only big, but they're extremely tall. Very athletic. Nakos with a drive. And offensive foul against Nakos. As Aiden Slanik taking the punishment there. Took one for the team. And Nakos thought he had a bank shot, but nothing doing. Instead collects a foul. His first, second for Summit. We're tied at 2. Anthony Avilas. Back to the defender. Hector Diaz bumping and smacking into him. Here's Reed Swanson. Pass down to Avilas. Backs up at the corner. Bounce pass on the left wing to Nykerk. Top of the key to Aiden Slanik. Aiden backs up near the circle. Goes to Reed Swanson. Swanee looking to get hot. Pass right wing to Blake Slanik. Drives baseline. Kicks it through the key to Avilas for three. You betcha, Anthony Avilas from downtown. Makes it 5-2. Glenwood. Hector Diaz to Poliuk. Cartwright to Nakos. Nakos has the ball stolen. They're going to call a foul against Blake Nysanic. No. Wait. Yeah, Nakos called for the foul. Trying to get the ball back from Blake. So Nakos picks up his second. That's significant. He's got to come out along with Kobe Cartwright. Banta Silla in for Summit.
Hey, Omar, you're down
along
low.
With Andrew Duxbury, who's a strong rebounder. Another senior. A lot of seniors on this Summit team. 5-2 Glenwood. 5 minutes to go in the first. Avilas, a little cross-hand dribble. Puts on the moves there, but doesn't fool Hector Diaz, who picks up the ball from his knees and gets a steal. Goes to Silla, back to Diaz. Diaz, a little backhand flip, picked off by Blake Nysanic. Nysanic, out number 3-2. He traveled when he picked up the dribble. Couldn't put on the brakes fast enough. And call for traveling. 5-2 Glenwood. Banta Silla, 6'2 senior. Lobs it into Hector Diaz. Left wing to Poliuk. Silla, right wing. Cameron Califf lobs it to Duxbury. Duxbury splits a double team. Scoop shot, no good. Ball tipped by Omar Bonilla. Taken by Blake Nysanic. Good job by Bonilla. Aiden Nysanic with a drive. Follow-away jump shot, knocked to the floor, no foul. Ball goes to Hector Diaz, taking a coast-to-coast bounce pass underneath to Duxbury. Couldn't handle it, hands it off to Silla in the key. Then goes to Califf. Califf to Diaz, cross-court to Banta Silla, left wing. Fakes the three, kicks it out in the near corner. Here's a drive by Duxbury. Pass over to Cameron Califf. No look pass to Banta Silla, lays it up and in. And we got a foul. As Reed Swanson had it near half court, got knocked to the floor, and Hector Diaz picks up his first. Fourth team foul right away for Summit. Anthony Vilas out, Stevie Vega in for Glenwood. 5-4, Glenwood pass backcourt to Aiden Islanik. Aiden right wing to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla 1-1 with Silla. Can't shake him. Now flips it over to Stevie Vega. Holding the ball over his head. Directs traffic. Asks for a pick. Drive. Bounce pass to Aiden Islanik. Islanik kicks it out to Blake Islanik for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Duxbury for Summit. Coming from behind. Knocked the ball away. But Summit retains the ball. Calla for the drive. Reverse layup. Doesn't go. Awkward shot. Couldn't go. Good defense by Blake Islanik. Swanson up the court to Omar Bonilla. Back to Swanee. Aiden to Blake in the near corner. Blake looking down low. Nowhere to go. Drives. Kicks it out to Swanee. Top of the key. Protects the ball. Goes to Aiden Islanik, right wing. Stevie Vega in the right wing. Pivots. Goes to Blake. Blake at the free throw line. Lobs it down to Bonilla. Kicks it out to Swanee. Swanee wanted to shoot a three. Now hands it out to Bonilla. 5-4 Glenwood. Pass to Aiden Islanik. Got bumped there. No foul. Aiden with a drive. Nowhere to go. Goes to Blake. Back to Aiden in the near corner. Aiden trying to get around the defender. Poliuk is going to be called for a foul. Fifth team foul already. Naz Poliuk, 39% three-point shooter. Califf comes out for Summit. Ian Connors in.
Are we going to have the timeout thing?
So they, with under 4 minutes, I guess they call it an administrative timeout. So 30-second timeout, 2:41 to go in the first. 5-4 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Stevie Vega in the near corner. Drives, stops, turnaround jumper. Won't get the roll. Rebound saved. Nope, went out of bounds. As Reese McMillan trying to save it. Reese McMillan just checked in. Bryson McLean also in the game. Now Swanson comes out. 5-4 Glenwood, 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Poliuk brings it up. Sorry, that's Ian Connors. Now Poliuk's got it. Cross-court pass to Banta Silla. Silla down to number 22, Ephraim Overstreet. Pass down to Overstreet, backing up against McLean. Pump fake, can't go, nowhere to go. Hands it out to Ian Connors. Now they go top of the key to Duxbury. Passing the key. Picked off by McLean. Good hands. Hands it off to Stevie Vega. 5-4 Glenwood. Bounce pass to Omar Bonilla. Right wing.
Move it now.
Backing up. Dribbling with the left hand. Goes to Blake Nisanic. Blake with the drive. Stops at the free throw line. Jump pass to Vega for three in the corner. Off the rim. Won't get the bounce. Rebound control by Summit. No. Yeah. Vega got it. He was knocked out of bounds by Duxbury. And that's team foul number six. His first. So Tigers racking up the fouls here. Reese McMillan inbounding for Glenwood at the baseline. Goes into Omar Bonilla in the near corner. McLean has it back to McMillan. McMillan with a drive. Gets bumped there. Retrieves the ball near half court. Goes left wing to Stevie Vega. Vega to McLean. McLean cross court pass to Bonilla in the corner. Fakes the three. Can't shake the defender. He's going to drive. Scoop shot with the left hand off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ian Connors. He'll bring it up the floor. 5-4 Glenwood. A scoring drop for both teams. Number 33, Marcus Popoff in the game. Between the leg dribble. He's got the ball near the circle. Here's Connors with the drive at the baseline. Ball's tipped and a battle for it as McMillan squeezing the ball. Forces a jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood. Glenwood playing with some hustle, some fire. Leading 5-4, under a minute to go here in the first quarter. McMillan dribbles left side, pass to Omar Bonilla, left wing. Lobs it top of the key to Blake Nislanik. Blake goes right wing to Stevie Vega. Vega in the lane, scoops over the left hand, got it! Just dribbled, found his way through the traffic. And somehow got it to bank off the glass and in. Great move by Stevie Vega. 7-4 Glenwood. Ian Connors with the ball for Summit. Dantasilla with the drive along the baseline. And a foul is called on the floor. Now the shooting foul. Second team foul for Glenwood. Foul called against Omar Bonilla, his first. Ian Connors inbounding at the baseline. Goes to Ephraim Overstreet. Hands it off to Connors. Connors. And now we got a quick foul as Marcus Popoff was fouled, making a move to the basket. That's against Stevie Vega, his first, third team foul for Glenwood. 7-4 Glenwood, 17 seconds left in the first. Here's a pass knocked away, out of bounds. It's back into the Glenwood bench. Reese McMillan defending the pass. Goes the Popoff. One-on-one with Vega. Vega giving up about 3 inches in height. Pantasilla, left wing, wraparound pass. There's a shot forced up by Ephraim Overstreet and a foul. Ephraim Overstreet, 6'6". He's the tallest player in the Summit team. Junior. Foul was called against Bryson McClain, his first, fourth team foul. Glenwood catching up in the foul category. Overstreet's first free throw is good. Makes it 7-5. Reed Swanson in, Stevie Vega out for Glenwood. 6 seconds left on the clock here in the first. Overstreet's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Oh, they're saying off the hands of Bryson McClain. So Summit gets the ball out of bounds. Ian Connors will inbound it with 5.4 seconds. Chance to tie it or take the lead. And Connors goes into Overstreet, goes to the basket, bakes it, missed the shot, rebound, taken by Overstreet, put back good as he falls to the floor. The game's tied, and that's the end of the first. 7-7 after one. This is KMTS. Summit is their starting five back out there. 7-7 scores. We go to the second quarter. Polio with a drive. Ball's knocked away. Trying to feed it down low. Picked off by Reed Swanson. Bounce pass to McMillan, who lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Well, he got knocked to the floor. No foul. Up the court comes Tyler Nichols. Here's a steal from behind by Blake Nieslanek. Nieslanek bounce pass to McMillan. Here's Bonilla. Top of the key. Backing up near the circle. Resets the offense. In the circle now. Polio guarding him. Right wing to McClain. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Hector Diaz. McMillan inbounds to Bonilla. Crossover dribble, hands it off to McMillan. Top of the key, finds a lane, lost the ball, got it back, dives for it, slapped it into McClain. McClain with a drive, hands it off to Reed Swanson, who does a reverse layup under the basket, got fouled. The shot did not go, but two shots for Swanee. 7-7 score, 7-10 left in the first quarter. Foul called against Polyuk, that's his second. Let's see, as I recall, he picked up two fouls in the early minutes when they first played back in early February. And then got really hot and scored 22 points. Swanson makes both free throws. 9-7 Glenwood. Glenwood with the press. Summit beats it easily. Hector Diaz puts up a shot. Well, go. Rebound put back good. That was Cartwright with a shot. The putback is by Tyler Nakos. Tied at 9. Here's a pass to Bonilla. It goes off someone's foot. Loose ball. Chasing for it is McClain and McMillan around and can't catch up to it. We're tied at 9, 6:43 to go in the half. Hector Diaz inbounding, Bonilla guarding the pass. Bolio trying to get open. He's being guarded closely by Nykirk. He's got the ball, top of the key. Pulls up for a three off the pass. Bang! Bolio. He's deadly. 12-9 Summit. Pass to Nykirk and on the baseline, right side. Nykerk stops, goes top of the key to Swanson. Swanson fakes a three, lost the dribble between his legs. Taken by Nakos. Nakos drives, he'll shoot, tried to slam it and paid the price. Clanged it off the back of the rim. Trying to showboat there and didn't get the dunk. 12-9 Summit. Bonilla with a drive, dribbled right into traffic. Taken by Hector Diaz, who brings up the court. McClain picks him up. Diaz hands it off to Courtright. Diaz backing up, calls out a play from the circle. There's a drive by Cameron Califf, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Blake Nieslanik. Nieslanik, he's determined. Nieslanik casts in the corner to Nykerk, fakes the three, shoots the three, off the dribble, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Swanson, shot from 10 feet, good. Swanee with his first bucket, 12-11 Summit. And a timeout called by Coach Jordan Bull and the Summit Tigers. 5:26 left in the half, 12-11 Tigers. This is KMTS. Tyler Nakos will inbound for Summit. They lead the Glenwood Demons 12-11 with 5:20 left in the first half. Vantasilla in the game. He's got the ball, flips it back to Hector Diaz. Diaz one-on-one with Swanson. Swanson to Tyler Nakos, kicks it out to Silla. Top of the key, drive by Cameron Califf. Cuts it off. Here's Nakos down to Courtright. Almost lost the ball. Here's Diaz, fakes the three. Here's a three from the corner by Nakos. Good. Tyler Nakos can shoot from downtown. That's 5 points for him and a 15-11 lead for the Tigers. Aiden Nieslanik goes to Anthony Aviles. Silla guarding him. Pass over to Blake Nieslanik. Knocked out of bounds by Cameron Califf. Nakos out. And Naz Poliuk back of the game. Pass into Aiden Nieslanik. 15-11 Tigers. Aiden Nieslanik can't shake Hector Diaz. Reed Swanson to Anthony Aviles. Aviles tried to drive the baseline. Backed up. Shot about a three. And then kicks it over to Nykerk. Nykerk pass to Aiden Nieslanik. Kicks it out. Quick flip pass out to Aviles for three in the corner. Won't go. Rebound. Chased down by Aiden. Aiden goes to Reed. Right wing three. You betcha. Reed Swanson with a swan dive. 15-14 Summit. 4:15 left. In the first half, Hector Diaz at the circle. Swanson out there to meet him. Pass. Go to Califf, to Diaz. Poliuk, three-pointer way downtown. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, look at that rebound by Blake Nieslanik. Strong board by Blake. Pass up the court to Anthony Aviles from Swanson. Anthony drives, dribble drives. Now goes left wing to Nykerk. Back to Aviles. Baseline jumper, floats it in, and the Demons have the lead. 16-15, Aviles with the bucket. 15-foot jumper from the base. 1 point lead for the Demons. Diaz to Pantasilla. Silla with a drive. And an offensive foul called against Aiden Nieslanik. I don't know. Aiden was backpedaling. But they charge Poliuk with the foul. Or rather, Silla. His first. That's the eighth team foul. And a timeout called. 30-second timeout. 3:33 to go in the half. 16-15 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 16-15 Glenwood, 3:33 to go in the first half. Aiden Nieslanik will bring it up for the Demons. One-on-one with Diaz. Gets past him, gets a pick from Blake. Now kicks it over to Blake. Here's Reed Swanson to Nykerk, top of the key. Nykerk dribbles a couple times, stops, goes to Swanson. Swanson near the circle to Blake, back to Swanee. Swanee with a wild shot, had no chance. Rebound taken by Duxbury for Summit. 16-15 Demons lead. Diaz has it. High post, right side now, top of the key. Dribbles a couple times, gets a pick from Duxbury. Diaz fakes the shot, kicks it over to Duxbury. Almost traveled, almost lost the ball. Puts up a wild shot, no chance of going. Ball bobbled around, taken by Blake Nieslanik. Six rebounds for Blake. Aiden Nieslanik gets around Blake. Almost bumped into each other. Aiden calls out a play. 1 point lead for the Demons. Reed Swanson right wing, top of the key to Blake. Blake flips it over to Anthony Aviles. Pass down to Reed Swanson. Turnaround baseline jumper. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Popoff. Goes to Hector Diaz. 2:28 to go in the half. Popoff left wing. Diaz top of the key. Backs up. Calls out a play. Siprant to Silla. Back to Diaz. Diaz to Marcus Popoff. Well, Courtright has it. Here's a pull-up jumper inside the key, put up by Popoff. Does it go? Rebound controlled by Summit. Silla. Now Popoff to Diaz, left wing. Diaz going, moving laterally. Ball knocked away by Swanson. And all knocked it out of bounds. Good to have the cheerleaders here. Doing their familiar oosh-ah cheers. Feels like a real home game. Bryson McLean in for Summit. Nykerk out. Blake Nisenik getting a well-deserved breather. He's been strong on the boards. Omar Bonilla back in the game. Ian Connors, who just checked in, inbounds the ball to Marcus Popoff. Vilas going out to get the ball. Popoff gets it, falls to the floor, and threw it out of bounds. Good defense by Anthony Vilas. In the first quarter, the first time they met, it was Summit 16, Glenwood 15. That's our score right now with a minute 40 to go in the half. Glenwood with the lead. Drive is a reverse layup by Reed Swanson with a dandy move. Great feed from Aiden Islanic. Swanee with another bucket. Good quarter for him. It's 18-15 Glenwood. They practice that play. Swanee knows where the sweet spot is on the glass. Pass through the key. Jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Courtright. Goes to Silla. Top of the key to Popoff. Fakes the three, drives, hands it off to Courtright, wasn't expecting it. Loose ball taken by Bonilla, throws it up the floor, and it's picked off by Silla, taken by Anthony Aviles, shoots and misses the shot, but he's fouled. Anthony Aviles is possessed tonight. Glenwood playing with incredible energy tonight. Bonilla got that steal down at the Summit end and then threw the ball up the floor. Brantas Silla was there to get it. Aviles said, you know what, I want it. Took the ball, got it, put up a shot. Didn't get it to go, but he was fouled. Damn. And the first free throw is no good. Silla picks up his second foul, by the way. McLean and Swanson out for Glenwood. Blake Nieslanek back in the game. Just long enough to get a sip of water. Stevie Vega also back in. Next free throw is good from Aviles. 19-15 Glenwood, a minute 11 to go in the first half. Ian Connors brings it up for the Tigers. Connors back to the defender. Aiden Islanic guarding him on the left wing. Pass to Duxbury. Duxbury can't shake the defenders. He's double-teamed. Dribbles once. Kicks it out to Connors along the baseline. And a foul's going to be called on Aiden Islanic. For Aiden, that'll be his second. And team foul number five. Connors inbounding at the baseline. 19-15 Glenwood, 54 seconds left in the half. Summit moving around. Here's a pass into Banta Silla. Silla backing up. Guarded by Anthony Aviles. Here's bad pass. Just threw it out of bounds. Intended for Duxbury. Didn't come out to get it. Another turnover for Summit. Some uncharacteristic unforced errors for the experienced Summit team. 19-15 Demons. Pass up the court to Anthony Aviles, who one hands it out of the air. Now it's taken away from him by Duxbury, who goes to Cameron Califf. Califf kicks it out to Duxbury, who banks it in. Summit putting on the press. 19-17 Glenwood. 20 seconds left. Knocked out of bounds. Glenwood ball. 16 seconds left. 19-17 Demons. And the amazing thing is Mr. Sharpshooter Nazpoli just won basket, a three-pointer. The foul, it was a foul, actually. Called against Cameron Califf, his second. And it's double bonus, so two shots for Omar Bonilla. And the left-hander misses the first free throw, spins off the rim. Aiden Slana comes out. And number 41, Edwin Olave in, a sophomore. Bonilla's next free throw, got it to go. 20-17, Glenwood. Califf hands it out to Connors. Connors kicks it out to Poliuk. Pass in the key. Knocked away. And a steal by Olave to Vega. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Vega forces up a shot. Won't go. And that'll do it. for the first half. Glenwood with the lead, 20-17 after one half of play. This is KMTS. Halftime at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood Demons leading the Summit Tigers 20-17. Demons looking for that third league win and fourth win overall. Off to a pretty good start. Slow first quarter, a lot of turnovers. Glenwood playing tenacious defense. Couldn't get a lot going on offense as both teams played to a 7-7 draw in the first quarter. Glenwood had the edge 13-10 in the second quarter. Blakeney Slatic, only 2 points, but he has been a monster on the boards in the first half. Got 7 rebounds, unofficial total. And Naz Poliuk, the sharpshooter for the Tigers, who had lit up the scoreboard with 22 points in their first meeting with Glenwood back on February 2nd, had 6 3-pointers in all, 13 points after the first half, only has 3 points. So they've done a good job defending him, making sure he doesn't get open for those threes. He had a three early in the second quarter of this game. Tyler Nakos with 5 points, including a three-pointer. Bantasilla with a bucket. Cameron Califf with 2. Ephraim Overstreet coming off the bench with a basket and a foul shot. Andrew Duxbury with a layup. And Naz Poliuk, as I mentioned, with that three-pointer. For Glenwood, they're playing with great energy tonight. They just seem very determined. Blakeney Sonic, as I said, with 2 free throws. Stevie Vega with a two-pointer. Anthony Aviles hit the first 3 of the night for Glenwood in the first quarter. He's got 6 at the half. Omar Bonilla with a free throw, 1 of 2 from the line. And Reed Swanson, a great second quarter. Scoreless in the first quarter, but lit it up for 9 points in the second quarter, including a three-pointer and a nifty reverse layup under the basket after getting a nice feed from Stevie Vega. He's got 9 points all scored in the second quarter. Anthony Aviles, again, with 6 points at the half. 20-17, Glenwood with the lead. And again, just to get you up to date, tomorrow the Glenwood Lady Demons will get to play. They weren't scheduled to play the game with Palisade until Wednesday. Tuesday night's regularly scheduled game had to be delayed. They were going to play it next Wednesday, March 3rd at 6:30 at Palisade. They decided, since the exposure was limited, the COVID exposure, the girl in question for Glenwood, the county health department said she's good to go. So after talking with school officials, they decided, let's get this game in. There's an open time tomorrow. So Palisade will play Glenwood Lady Demons tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Palisade. We'll have the game right here on KMTS, live on the radio. So that kind of shuffles our plans around. We were going to carry the Steamboat. Our friends up in Steamboat, we're going to use their signal to do the boys' game and then maybe do the Rifle Battle Mountain game. But with so much on the line in the girls' West Slope race, we thought Lady Demons have been through enough. Let's get them a little love on the air. So Glenwood and Palisade tomorrow at 3 o'clock from Palisade. Hope you can join us here on KMTS. 20-17, our score here at halftime. Clock winding down to end the halftime break as teams back out on the floor getting warmed up, and we'll take a break. Back up to this on KMTS. All right, getting ready for half number 2. Glenwood Demons and the Summit Tigers. Glenwood leading 20-17. Well, after this weekend's games, then it'll be hopefully back to normal. Glenwood will host Rifle in the rematch on Tuesday night right here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 4:30 and 6:30. Then we got Rifle Palisade. We'll have on the air Thursday at Jack Smith Gymnasium. Then it's Glenwood at Eagle Valley, March 5th. And Glenwood finishing up the regular season at Battle Mountain on Saturday, March 6th. A shout out to my lovely wife. Happy birthday to you, darling. And we'll... I owe her dinner. We had our shots taken together. Our second COVID shot. Here's a pass into court to Reed Swanson. Not really romantic, but it was fun. Aiden Nieslanek to Blake Nieslanek, right wing. Blake trapped. Dribbles once, goes to Anthony Avilas. Avilas backing up near the half-court line. Getting smothered there. Needs some help. And a timeout call. Coach Fred Heisel sensed the trouble and says, let's talk about this. Timeout call for Glenwood. 20-17 Demons. It's a 30-second timeout. 7:40 left in the third. Glenwood ball out of bounds. They lead 20-17. Second half just underway. Anthony Avilas being guarded there by Naz Polyuk. And he'll go into Reed Swanson, right wing. Reed with a drive. Baseline fakes. Goes to Nykerk. Fakes the shot. Hands it off to Aiden Nieslanek. Aiden goes to Nykerk. Top of the key. Nykerk hands it off to Swanson. Swanson, top of the key, three-pointer. In rhythm, won't get the bounce, though. Rebound controlled by Nykerk. Nykerk back to the hoop, missed the shot. Turnaround, jump shot, doesn't go. And next shot went off the glass, and rebound taken by Cameron Califer Summit. Hector Diaz, crossover dribble, drives, kicks it out right wing to Polyuk for three, and the game is tied. All they need to do is to get that guy hot. Game is tied at 20 apiece. Avilas with a fake, with a drive, with a shot. Won't get the bounce, but he's fouled as Avilas being helped up to his feet by Reed Swanson. And Califf called for his third foul. Cameron Califf, quarterback for the Summit Tigers, their football team. Kobe Courtright, his favorite receiver. Third foul, though. Avilas' first free throw is perfect. And double A. He's got 7 points. Califf comes out. Replaced by Ephraim Overstreet. And Avilas hits both free throws. It's 22-20 Glenwood. Nakos into Hector Diaz. Back to Nakos. Nakos right wing. Back to Diaz. Top of the key. Swanson guarding him. Poking at the ball. Staying with him. Diaz pretty quick. Top of the key to Polyuk. Here's Overstreet. Overstreet turnaround jump shot with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound. Nakos put back. Got it in the foul. Tyler Nakos, strong move back to the bucket, gives him 7 points. Chance for eight if he can make it a three-point play. Ties the game at 22. Tyler Nakos, 6'3 senior. Foul was called against Reed Swanson. The free throw is no good. Rebound last touched by Blake Nieslanek. So Summit ball. Swanson's first foul. Each team with one. Hector Diaz inbounding. Lobs it to Overstreet. Hands it out to Hector Diaz. Polyuk with the ball, guarded by Vega. Diaz now backs up near the circle. Left wing to Nakos. Back to Diaz. Nakos with the drive. Gets cut off. Baseline forces up a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound tipped by Overstreet. Put back. Won't go. He's fouled. And Overstreet had position. Good jumper. Ephraim Overstreet, 6'6". A big height advantage. Foul called against Blake Nieslanek, his first. Second team foul. And two shots for Ephraim Overstreet. And hits the first free throw. Gives him 4 points. Reed Swanson comes out. Omar Bonilla back in the game for Glenwood. Overstreet's second free throw is perfect. 24-22, Summit. 6 minutes to go in the third. Summit with the press. Vega to Nykerk. Nykerk to Bonilla. Try and dribble his way across the line. He does. Jump pass far corner to Vega. Vega gets bumped and a foul. They're going to call it against Kobe Courtright. Courtright, his first foul, second team foul. Bonilla in front of the Glenwood bench in friendly territory. Goes into Nykerk, right wing. Alec hands it off to Stevie Vega. Vega with a drive, kicks it right corner to Bonilla, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Blake. The Slatic with a great rebound. Goes to Nykerk, left wing. Back to Bonilla, top of the key. Hands it out to Aviles. Three-pointer, top of the key. That's short. Barely got the rim. And the rebound tilt, controlled by Blake Nyslanek. Aviles, his pass knocked away. Loose ball ends up on the floor, taken by Summit. Hector Diaz brings it up the court. Diaz up to Napoliuk, who lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Bonilla. Bonilla has his pocket picked from behind by Nakos. Nakos, his pass knocked away, taken by Courtright. There's a putback shot off the miss by Overstreet, who's really having an impact. 26-22, Summit. Vega to Bonilla. Waves the ball around, goes to the right wing to Aviles. Anthony. Flip pass out to Blake Nyslanek. Blake kicks it out top of the key. Nykerk, three-pointer for Alec. You betcha, nothing but necked. Alec Nykerk with his first basket. 26-25, Summit, 4:30 to go in the third. Nykos caught the pass in the backcourt, jumped across the front court, called for over and back. Aviles comes out, and it's Bryson McLean in for him. McLean, a 6'3 junior. He's been very effective when he's been on the floor. Stevie Vega inbounds. Goes into Omar Bonilla in the backcourt. 26-25 Tigers. Bonilla flips it over left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk fakes the shot, goes to Bonilla left wing. Dribbles a couple times. Crossover dribble. Stops. Jump pass to McLean, who puts up a shot. Blocked. McLean gets the ball. It's bobbled around. Retrieved by Stevie Vega. Vega, top of the key to Blake Nyslanek. Nykerk fakes the three. Bonilla backs up. Pass down to McLean. McLean with a shot off the glass. Won't get the roll. Rebound tipped by McLean. Taken by Vega in the corner. Vega to Blake Nyslanek. To Nykerk for three in the corner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Vega. Vega back to the hoop. No. Battleford on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball as Poliuk got him tied up there. And possession goes to Summit. 30-second timeout. It's an official's timeout. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Summit Tigers lead 26-25. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Summit Tigers lead the Glenwood Demons 26-25 in this big West Slope game. Bantasilla will inbound for the Tigers. Ian Connor is one-on-one with Omar Bonilla. Gets it across the line. And Bonilla picks up a foul. His second, third team foul. Bonilla wearing some bright pink sneakers. Connors to Poliuk. Poliuk one-on-one with Vega. Pokes at the ball, gets it back. Bantasilla with a drive. Silla at the baseline. Pass is picked off by McLean. McLean to Vega. Back to McLean. McLean hands it out to Vega. Vega underhands it to Blake Nyslanek. Nyslanek jump pass top of the key to Nykerk. Nykerk to Nyslanek. Nyslanek with a baseline drive. Pass through the key to Vega. Vega with a floater. Won't go. Rebound taken by Poliuk for Summit. Crossover dribble. Poliuk taking it coast to coast. Goes hands off to Bantasilla. Blocked by Blake Nyslanek. Going to call foul. Silla gets knocked silly into the wall, but he's helped up and he'll go to the line for two. Boy, Blake Nyslanek really skied to get that stuff. Blake picks up his second and a shooting foul for Bantasilla. Silla was scoreless against Glenwood back in on the February 2nd. His first free throws good, rolls off the rim and plops in. He's got 3 points. A couple subs coming in for Summit. Naz Poliuk takes a seat. Replaced by Tyler Nakos. Bantasilla's second free throw is good. Silla comes out. Marcus Popoff in for him. 28-25 Summit. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bonilla and Vega, they're going against the press. Here's Blakeney Sonic. Gets it up to Stevie Vega. Vega one-on-one with Popoff. Giving up 3 inches in height. Top of the key to McLean. Left wing to Nykert. Nykert goes to Bonilla. Right wing. Gets a pick. No look pass to Nykert. Nykert hands it out to Blakeney Sonic. Nisanic kicks it out to McLean. McLean with a drive. Jump pass, top of the key to Nykert. Right wing to Nisanic with a drive. Shot off the glass, no good. Got it up the side of the backboard, actually. Rebound control by Summit. Pop off to Nakos. Right wing, three. Off the rim, got the bounce. Tyler Nakos is living right. He's got a couple of threes. 31-25 Summit, their biggest lead. McLean, top of the key. Hands it out to Vega. Vega jab step, drives left side, puts up a floater with the left hand, won't go, had no chance. Rebound controlled by Vega trying to chase it down, lost it out of bounds. Kobe Courtright in for Summit. Yeah, from Overstreet comes out. Hector Diaz brings it up for the Tigers, 31-25 Summit. Diaz to Nakos, right wing. Asks for a pick. Gets one. Picks it up. Flips it out to Diaz. Diaz far corner. Now they go down low to Courtright. To Diaz left wing. Ball knocked away. Diaz retrieves it. Vega being a pest there. Staying after the ball. Diaz with a drive. Shot goes up. It is blocked. As Blake Nisanic again on springs. Able to swat that one away. Diaz will inbound it for Summit out of bounds. At the baseline. Goes to Popoff. Nakos fakes the three, top of the key. Baseline drive. A foul is called. Should not be a shooting foul. He was passing. Fifth team foul. Third foul against Blakeney Slanik. And Reed Swanson's getting ready to check back in. Blake. And Blake's going to come out. Blake with just 2 points, but it's been big on defense and getting rebounds. Inbounds pass. Turnaround jump shot by Duxbury on the inbounds. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. Andrew Duxbury to the line. And Reed Swanson just checks in and picks up a foul. His second. Team foul number six. Minute 20 left in the third. 31-25 Summit. Duxbury's first free throw is good. Second free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Nykert. A.D. Slanik to Nykert. Right wing. McLean has it. Far corner. Swanson right wing. Swanson goes to McLean, back to the defender. Lobs it left wing to Nykert. Nykert with a drive, floater to the right hand, banks it in. Nykert with a nice move. 5 points this quarter, 32-27 Summit. 51 seconds. Here's a steal by Vega. Diaz trying to get the ball back, fouled him. Hector Diaz picks up his second, third team foul. And Vega playing good D. Diaz wasn't going to dare allow him to break away the basket. Vega inbounding the near sideline. And he goes into McLean at near half court. McLean dribbles a couple times. He's in trouble. Needs some help. Flips it out to Nykert to Aiden Nieslanik. 35 seconds. Reed Swanson in the corner. Stops right wing. Goes to Nieslanik. Aiden picks it up. Can't get around Nakos. Goes to Vega. Vega's fouled from behind by Diaz, who is pleading his case, saying, no way did I foul him. Ref says, sorry, that's three. Hector Diaz angrily slapping a low five to his teammates as he finds a chair. Vega will inbound in front of the Glenwood bench. Goes into Aiden Islanic, 24 seconds. Aiden with the drive. Stops at the baseline. Now tried to pass it. Give it to Nykerk. It was instead knocked out of bounds by Marcus Popoff. And Glenwood will try it again in front of the bench with 16 seconds left. Vega inbounding goes into Aiden Islanic. Aiden, nowhere to go. 8 seconds, goes to McLean. McLean down to Reed Swanson, baseline jumper, got it. Good job by McLean to Swanee. 32-29, that's the end of the third quarter. After three, it's Summit 32, Glenwood 29. This is KMTS. Here we go, the final quarter at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Summit Tigers leading Glenwood Demons 32-29. Bantasilla will inbound for the Tigers. Reed Swanson with that late bucket at the baseline to close the Summit lead to three. Summit Glenwood ball out of bounds. Vega into Aiden Islanic. Gets past Silla. Backs up right wing. Now flips it over to Reed Swanson. Goes to Nykerk, top of the key. Goes to McLean. McLean with a drive, hands it out to Vega. Thought about a three, drives in the baseline. Here's pass to McLean. McLean dribbles once, jump pass out to Nykerk, right wing. Nykerk to Aiden Islanic, top of the key. Silla putting a hand on his waist, trying to get around the pick. Here's a pass to Swanson. Swanson goes to Aiden Islanic. Jab step, backs up, goes to Nykerk. Nykerk to McLean. McLean with a drive. No look pass out. No, he's faked the pass. Ball knocked away. McLean saves it. And then it was knocked out of bounds by Tyler Nakos. Blake Nislanic checking in for Alec Nykerk. Had a solid third quarter. 5 points, including a three-pointer. 7:16 to go in the game. Reed Swanson inbounding. With the 6'3 Nakos in his face. Pass knocked out of bounds by Duxbury. Swanson this time near the cheerleaders in the sideline. Running out of time. Now goes into Vega. Drives along the baseline. Fakes. Kicks out a pass tipped out by Bantasilla, who saves it. Silla brings it up. Long strides. Pass underneath the Nakos. Picked off by Vega under the basket. Bounce pass to Aiden Islanic. 32-29 Summit. Islanic goes to C.B. Vega. He's flirting with a long three. And then now goes to Blake Islanic. Blake picks it up. Goes to Swanson. Swanson guarded by Connors. Swanson with a baseline jump shot. That's off the back of the side of the backboard. Pass up the court to Duxbury. Duxbury one-on-one with Aiden Islanic. Scoop shot with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound. McLean. Goes to Vega. Vega up the court to Aiden Islanic. Islanic gets past two defenders. Gets knocked to the floor. That'll be a foul. And that's the fifth team foul. Foul is called against Ian Connors, his first. 32-29 Summit, 6:30 to go in the game. Stevie Vega will inbound. Hector Diaz and Kobe Courtright in. Califf comes out along with Connors. Vega inbounding against Vega guarding him there. Goes into Blake Nislanic. Blake goes to McLean. And getting mugged there by Duxbury. Aiden Islanic with a drive. Pull-up jumper. Shot is blocked by Silla. But he's called for a foul. And Silla with a Silla look on his face. Questioning the call. But he picks up his third. No, wait a minute. They called against Nakos? Really? Okay, his third. And the first free throw is off the rim, no good by Aiden Islanic. Duxbury comes out. Cameron Califf back in the game. Aiden Islanik with his second attempt. Got it that time. 32-30 Summit. Hector Diaz brings it up with the bright orange shoes. Silla left wing back to Diaz. Here's a drive. Kick up past top of the key to Califf. To Silla. To Nakos. Three-pointer right wing. Banked it in. Wow. Banker's hours for Tyler Nakos. Hello. 35-30. Summit. Nabilis right wing. Pull-up jumper from 17 off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Cameron Califf. Hands it off to Diaz. Racing up the floor. Vegas stays with him. Pass to Silla in the near corner. Silla to Diaz right wing. Left wing to Nakos for three. That's an air ball. I think he likes the right wing better. 35-30. Tigers lead. 5:32 to go in the game. Silla comes out, and Naz Poliuk, haven't called his number much. He's got two threes, that's it. Aiden Islanik brings it up, 35-30 Tigers. Islanik gets a pick from Swanson, goes right wing to Anthony Avilas. Avilas with a drive. Here's Swanee from the baseline. Good from 15. Reed Swanson. 13 points for Swanee, 35-32 Summit. Anybody's ball game as we approach the five-minute mark in the game. Poliuk has the left wing, guarded by Swanson, stays right with him. There's a pass knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Stevie Vega. Trying to go to Diaz. Ephraim Overstreet checks in for the Tigers. He's replacing Kobe Courtright. Diaz inbounding near the scorers table. Goes into... Oh, a quick foul against Anthony Avilas. As they went in quickly to Duxbury. And Avilas picks up his first. That's 17 fouls, so 1-1 for number 22. Ephraim Overstreet. I thought it was Duxbury, sorry. And Overstreet is 3 for 4. Make it 4 for 5 as he hits the first free throw. Misses the second free throw. Rebound chased down by Aiden Islanik. And he lost it out of bounds. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh. So Summit gets the ball back under their basket. Hector Diaz inbounding. Vega guarding the inbounds pass. Poliuk trying to get open. They go to Nakos. To Poliuk at the top of the key. Fakes the three, but... guarded there by Swanson. Cameron Califf, jump shot from the top of the key. Good. Boy, what a costly turnover that was. 39-32. Summit. Blake Nislanik hands it out to Avilas in the near corner. Back to Blake, left wing. Blake gets tripped, and a foul is going to be called against Vega. Or Hector Diaz, excuse me. And that's going to be his fourth. Well, he does not like the call. That's a 1-1 for Blake Nislanik. 4:29 left in the game. Free throw is no good. Rebound controlled by Summit. Blake couldn't hit the free throw. Up the court comes Nakos driving. Hook pass through the key to Overstreet. Missed the first shot, missed the second shot, but he's fouled. Yeah, from Overstreet, the 6'6 junior, back to the line. Four for six from the line is Overstreet. Foul called against Aiden Islanik. His third. O'Neal is going to check back in for his free throw from Overstreet is good. O'Neal replaces Anthony Avilas. Overstreet's next free throw is good. 41-32 Summit. Aiden Islanik. His pass goes to Swanson in the far corner. Swanson with a drive. They cut him off. Right wing to Blake Islanik. Blake fakes the pass, drives, hands it off to Stevie Vega. Vega amongst the tall trees. Bounce pass to Blake. Blake hands it out to Swanee. Fakes the three. Goes to Blake, right wing. Blake is fouled. He's back to the line. Overstreet picks up his first. Each team with eight. Courtright checking back in for Summit. And a timeout called, a 30-second timeout. 3:50 left in the ballgame, 41-32. Summit with the lead. This is KMTS. 3:50 left in the ballgame. Summit with a 9-point lead. Blake Nieslanek back to the line for a 1-1. Missed the front end of his last trip to the line. See if he can find the range here. And his first free throw is good. Swish. Blake's second free throw. Perfect. All his points coming from the free throw line. Glenwood with the press. 41-34. Demons lead. Connors comes up the court. Almost stolen by Stevie Vega. He was tenacious getting after that ball, but knocked it out of bounds. Ian Connors inbounding to the scorer's table. And goes to Poliuk. To Nakos. Nakos to Connors. Back to Nakos near half court. Pass to Courtright, back to Nakos. Ball knocked away. Battle for it. He's on his knees. Kicks it out to Connors. They call a timeout. Summit coach Jordan Buller says, yeah, we're in trouble. Timeout. Full timeout. 3:27 to go in the game. 41-34. Tigers lead. This is KMTS. Summit Tigers lead the Glenwood Demons 41-34 with 3:27 to go in the game. Again tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Glenwood Lady Demons get to play the Palisade Bulldogs in Palisade. We'll have the game right here on KMTS. Tyler Nakos inbounding in the near sideline against Nathan Slanik. Pass into Courtright. They hand it off to Ian Connors now. Backs up near the half-court line. Nakos bounce pass down to Courtright. Ports up a shot with the left hand. Won't go. Rolls off the rim. Rebound taken by Bonilla. Bonilla to Aiden Slanik. Slanik far corner to Reed Swanson. Swanee to Aiden Slanik. Vega with a drive. Vega with a shot. Vega with a miss right into the hands of Kobe Courtright. Just tough to get around those tall trees. Pass knocked away by Swanson. To Vega. Back to Swanee. Swanee to Bonilla. Bonilla in the paint. Drives it. Lays it up with the left hand. Got it in the foul. You betcha. Omar Bonilla with a dandy move. Nice feed from Swanee. First bucket for Bonilla. And it's a big one. If he can hit this free throw, make it a three-point play. Matt DeSilla back in the game. Foul was called against Courtright, his second. Bonilla's free throw is good. Got the bounce. It's a four-point lead. Steal by Aiden Nieslanek. Lays it up. No, he's fouled on the floor. Aiden Nieslanek with the steal, the inbounds pass, and almost got a bucket out of it. But he'll get two shots. That's double bonus now. Foul called against Vantasilla. And that is his third. And Aiden Nieslanek at the line for two. Got the roll. The shooter's roll. Califa back in the game, replacing Duxbury. And Aiden Nieslanek, second free throw. Perfect. Got it. And the Demons within three, putting on the press. Diaz has it. Diaz will take it all the way. He'll lay it up and in. Wow. Blown defense there. Diaz with his first basket. Gives the Tigers a four-point cushion. 2:35 to go. Aiden Nieslanek backing up. Nieslanek hands it out to Blake. Nieslanek, top of the key. Now right wing, underhand flip to Bonilla. Bonilla, pass to Nieslanek. Drive, shoot, scores! Great pass from Bonilla to Blake. Blake's first basket, it's a big one. Two-point lead for Summit. And a foul's going to be called against Aiden Nieslanek guarding Bantasilla on the inbounds. And Silla will come down the other end and Shoot a 1-1. That's the fourth against Aiden Nieslanek. What a great pass from Bonilla to Blake Nieslanek driving along the baseline. Great finish by Blake. Aiden with his fourth foul. And Pantasilla with a good touch at the line. He's 2 for 2. Got 4 points on the night. 1-1 here. First free throw. He's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, though, controlled by Summit. Taken by Cameron Califf with a strong board. Right wing to Silla. 2:12 to go. 2-point lead for the Tigers. Diaz to Califf. Back to Diaz at the circle. Diaz 1-1 with Vega. Goes to Califf, top of the key. Diaz has it. Picked up by Vega. Courtright to Califf with a drive, with a layup. Got it. Strong move and a foul. Wow. And Cameron Califf is shaken up. Leaning against the wall. He's being held up by two teammates. What a strong move by Califf. He's a stud. It's the third foul called against Omar Bonilla. And Califf. What an athlete. 6 points, looking for 7 here. If he can make it a 3-point play for the Tigers. And number 20 missed the free throw. Rebound chased down by Pantasilla and saved it. Nakos. Boy, that was an unfortunate rebound for Glenwood. Diaz has it. 4-point lead for the Tigers. Courtright to Califf, top of the key. To Diaz, left wing. A minute 35 to go. Glenwood needs a turnover here. Califf has it, top of the key. Making a move to the basket. Bounce pass underneath the Courtright. And he's fouled going to the baskets. Both teams in double bonus. 2 shots for Kobe Courtright, 6'3 senior. Nine seniors on this Tiger team. And that's it for Aiden Nieslanek. He fouls out. Aiden, a solid game. 3 points off from the line. Fouls out. He played some good D.
I want to foul this guy, I think. I got timeout. We'll talk about it.
Kobe Courtright, first free throw, is off the rim.
Hey, we got a pass here. We got to get the rebound.
Your coach, Fred Heisel. Second free throw attempt by Courtright is no good. Rebound, Blake Nieslanek. He heard coach and he obeyed. Hands it off to Reed Swanson. To Vega, to Bonilla. Far corner to Avila. Aviles for 3 off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by number 33, Marcus Popoff. And now we got a foul at the other end. Well, if Aviles could have hit that 3, this place would have exploded. Instead, it goes quiet as the Tigers make the walk. And the other end of the floor, a foul called against Blake Nieslanek is 4th. And the foul, or Duxbury will shoot 2. One of 9 seniors on this team. His first free throw off the front of the rim. Suddenly their free throw shooting ability has abandoned them. Second attempt is good that time. And it's a 5-point lead for the Tigers. A minute 10 to go. Demons need to get something going offensively in a hurry and then get a steal. Blake Nieslanek. Jump pass far corner to Vega. Vega with a drive along the baseline. Lays it up and in. Stevie Vega. 46-43. Demons need a steal here. Summit against the press. Duxbury. To Nakos. Nakos with a drive. Bounce pass. Almost picked off. But taken by Courtright, who laid it up and in. 5-point lead. Swanson. 3-pointer from the far corner. Shot by Bonilla. Doesn't go. Rebound control by Summit. Now we got a foul. Well, valiant effort by the Demons. But a foul called against Stevie Vega. His second. Boy, Demons looks like they're going to come up short. Andrew Duxbury back to the line. He's got 4 points. First free throw is good. 3 for 5 from the line is Duxbury. second free throw is good. That might do it. 7-point lead for Summit. Pass up the court to Blake Nisonic, left wing. Blake kicks it out to Swanee. Long three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound Aviles. Dribbles between the legs. Stops. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Got it. It's a 4-point game. 13 seconds left. Timeout called. A full timeout called by Coach Fred Heisel. 13 seconds left. 50-46. Summit. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 13 seconds left in the game. Summit with a 50-46 lead. Anthony Aviles just knocked down a three from about 22 feet to close the gap to four, but unless the Demons could get a couple of steals and a couple of threes, afraid this game might be out of reach. Seventeen points scored by the Tigers in this fourth quarter. Also 17 scored by the Demons. Cameron Califf inbounding the ball against the Glenwood press. Running across the baseline, throws it up the court to his favorite receiver, Kobe Courtright, who's knocked to the floor and fouled. Boy, that was just like a football play. They hooked up just like they did on the gridiron. Califf to Courtright. Courtright running the post. Califf, they're going to call it an intentional foul. So 11 seconds left. Courtright at the line. Missed the first free throw. Second free throw off the back of the rim.
I want you on the inbounder. I want you on the inbound.
11 seconds left. Summit ball out of bounds. Nakos inbounding. Bonilla comes out. Timeout called by Coach Jordan Bullard, the Summit Tigers. We'll take a timeout as well. 11 seconds left. 4-point lead for the Tigers over the Demons. This is KMTS. 11 seconds left. Summit with a 4-point lead. Inbounds pass to Califf. They foul him. That took 3 seconds off the clock. Cameron Califf to the line for two. Cameron Califf, first free throw. Good. Califf for the second free throw. Perfect. 52-46. Vega's going to roll it to Swanson. Swanson to Vega. Vega to Blake Nisonic. Aviles way downtown. 24-footer. Got it. Wow, what a shot for Anthony Aviles. 52-49. 1.9 seconds left. And immediately, Coach Fred Heisel calls a timeout. Well, anything? Aviles just unconscious. Good 4 feet beyond the arc. Quick steal and another three with 1.9 seconds left. And we go to overtime. Crazier things have happened. Again, tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock from Palisade High School, the Glenwood Lady Demons will play Palisade. And we'll have the game live on the radio, KMTS. It was a late development, late breaking news this evening. They weren't expected to get that game in until Wednesday. But decided the COVID exposure was minimal, and so Glenwood is given the green light to play. All right. What's going to happen here? Is going to be Califf, the quarterback. Passing the ball up the floor. He's looking to gun it. He'll go into Diaz. He's fouled right away with 1.4 seconds left. And Hector Diaz will take the walk. Boy, this last 30 seconds has taken forever. Diaz has not been to the line yet. He's got 2 points. Left. If Diaz misses, the ball, the clock will start. Diaz's first free throw is good. And unless someone hits a three, a desperation three, and is fouled, this game's over. Diaz, his next free throw, got it. That should do it. Bonilla lobs it into Swanson. No, he gets bumped. Diaz gets the steal. Ball game. Final score, Summit 54, Glenwood 49. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Chavis Spencer Gymnasium, the Glenwood Demons fall to the Summit Tigers 54-49 and lose the series to the Tigers. Glenwood drops to 2-6 in league play, 3-7 overall. They are definitely out of the playoff picture. Summit Tigers still in the hunt. They go to 7-3 in the league, 7-4 overall. Glenwood and Summit played to a 7-7 tie in the first quarter. Glenwood had the edge 13-10 at the second quarter and had the lead at half. And then Summit took control in the second half, outscoring Glenwood 15-9 in the third. 21-20 in a well-played fourth quarter as Anthony Vilas knocked out a couple of late threes. Gives him three threes on the night. And ends up with 14 points on the night. For the Glenwood Demons, Blake Nieslenik with a basket and four free throws. Six on the night. Omar Bonilla, his totals, 4 points. 4 points scored by Stevie Vega. Five scored by Alec Nykirk. 3 points by Aiden Nieslenik. He fouled out early in the fourth. Reed Swanson with a good night offensively with 13 points. And again, Anthony Vilas with 9, 10, 11, 14 to lead the Demons. Well, the Demons did a good job on defending Naz Poliuk, who torched them for 22 points when they first met on February 2nd. He was held to just 6 points, a three in the second and one in the third. And that was it, scoreless in the first and fourth. But Tyler, the big guys for Summit taking over, Tyler Nakos with 13 points. Couple of threes of his own. Banta Silla with 4 points. 4 points from Hector Diaz. A couple of big steals from him. Kobe Courtright with 2 points. Eight scored by Cameron Califf. 10 points scored by Ephraim Overstreet. And six apiece by Andrew Duxbury and Naz Poliuk. As Summit gets the win 54-49 to go again to 7-3 in the league. 7-4 overall. Glenwood drops to 2-6 and 3-7. Again, our next broadcast will be tomorrow afternoon as the Glenwood Lady Demons take on the Palisade Bulldogs at 3 o'clock from Palisade High School. We'll have the game live on the radio right here on KMTS. That's our next broadcast. All right, want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. Again, our final score, Summit over the Glenwood Demons, 54-49. Have a great night, and keep it tuned to KMTS.